As the black Buick pulled off, Savannah looked back, once again touched by the way Lloyd led Bim down the street. And when Savannah returned home, she overheard something that truly shocked and amazed. More Capitol arrests. I made a terrible mistake, and I'm sorry. No, Charlie, I was overbearing and... Mother? Apologizing? You deserve to live your life under no cloud of condemnation. With this world on fire, we all must take happiness wherever we find it. Mother, forgiving? Mother as she ought to be? Turmoil, tragedy. That's what it took to bring this about. There was guilt bundled up with Savannah's gratitude. Her family was becoming whole while so many lives were being torn apart in a world that was still so very much on fire, with Red Summer having given way to a Red Fall. Ellenton, South Carolina. Omaha, Nebraska. With more working people rising up. Strike. Police in Boston. Steelworkers in Ohio. Coal miners in Illinois. And then there was the stepped-up hunt for radicals. In Akron, Baltimore, St. Louis, all around the nation, it seemed. Then came the headline that sent a chill down Savannah's spine. More Capitol arrests this afternoon, say Justice Department agents. The next day, Bim showed up at the Riddles' back door with a note from Nella. Savannah knew in her gut, that it wasn't about Miss Gertie falling ill again. Wasn't about some Poro products. Tears were on the rise, and her hands were trembling as she removed the note from the envelope. His Miss Ting.
Father! Father!
Savannah rushed to the backyard where Father was pulling up tomato steaks, preparing what was left of the plants for rubbish.
Father! Lloyd has been arrested!
Father reached out to Calvin Chase for help, but again and again, nothing but the runaround. Then came the telephone call that sent Savannah to her knees.
Deported?
Lloyd was from St. Thomas. Savannah couldn't make any sense of it. The United States had purchased the Danish West Indies a few years back, renamed them the Virgin Islands. People on St. John, St. Croix, St. Thomas.